stayed in it on the Pecan Grove.
Yeah, I've been to Pecan.
I've got pictures of that car. It was pale blue.
Was it?
It was an old pale blue Ford, I think.
We just talked to Alex Cooley about a week ago about the festival and bringing the dead. That's one of the high points that he feels real great about today. Because said we've made so much money. He said, not me personally, but our group made so much money. I felt guilty about it. We had to give something back.
I think he gave the number $12,000.
Yeah.
We made so much money. $12,000.
That was a lot of money.
Yeah, you buy houses.
Frank, Frank used to tell a story when him and Ronnie worked the first pop festival. They went down there and set up and all that stuff. But Janice was practicing.
That's right.
She came out on stage. And they were up on the stage, and Janice was practicing out there on the stage. So Frank, he really liked Janice Joplin. He went up to her like a teeny bopper. Said, Janice, he said, I don't want to sound like a teeny bopper, but will you autograph my T-shirt? And she said, hell yeah!
Pull out your dick.
So she was wasted in the middle of the day.
They were in the bushes after I told you that story a minute ago. They were in a keeper who got run over. She told her, I don't know if she signed Ronnie's dick or not.
I wonder if Frank still got that shirt.
I don't know, but she wanted to sign Ronnie's penis at the autograph. He always told it that way. I've never seen it signed.
It's not something you go around showing to too many people.
I don't know.
But you played Tech a little bit later, a few years later than that. A friend of mine was a roadie, and she jumped down off the stage in his arms. He was helping her down, and she went, oh, come on over to my hotel tonight. He said, oh, I'm married. She said, bring your wife, too. We'll have a real party. Don Thompson and Jay. Oh.